Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Your spiritual service of worship. At camp this week, I'll just cut right to the chase. We had at least two young people accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. At camp this week, there may be a third that I heard inklings about that was shared with a counselor, and we're tracking that down. But our theme was about being fully committed. Fully committed followers of Jesus Christ. Not just people involved, but people that were committed to living fully for Jesus. And then committed to living into all that Jesus desired to pour into our lives. Because we read in Romans 8, and we'll look at it in a minute here, that as those who are adopted and are heirs of Christ, we're a little short on time, so I'm just going to paraphrase that part for you. In Romans 8, it tells us that we are heirs with Christ, that we are adopted as sons and daughters by God, and that when we do that, that nothing can stop us from living into the victory that God offers us. And the thing that's amazing about there is it doesn't say that you'll just have victory or that you'll just conquer. It says you'll overwhelmingly conquer, or some translations say you'll have more than victory. Who knows the 23rd Psalm? What does it say about our cups in the 23rd Psalm? Does it say, and he fills my cup? Yeah, he said, my cup runneth over. Okay, so we talked a lot this week about the idea that God's love is more than love. God's mercy is more than. It's overwhelming. It's more than victory. So we have more than what we experience in this world is love. We have more than what we experience in this world is grace and mercy. We have more victory. We have more of everything that God is pouring into our lives. And we can live into more love. You know, today we celebrate Father's Day, and we celebrate the ideal, because we know that not all fathers are ideal. In fact, no father is perfectly ideal. We're all human. We make mistakes. So there's a father's love, and then there's more than a father's love. There's a father's love running over from God the Father. Now, the interesting thing is, why are we to be committed? Why do we read this verse in Romans 12? Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. Is a living sacrifice more than a dead sacrifice? I mean, you've got a letter here to people who were used to the idea of taking a dead animal and putting it on an altar and sacrificing it to God. And Paul writes, no, be a living sacrifice. Be more than a sacrifice. Don't just go kill an animal out of your flock and put it there. Offer yourself. Bring more than an offering. Something out of your first fruits. Give yourself. Give more than an offering. A living sacrifice, a holy sacrifice, that it is our spiritual service of worship. Now, my two girls knew that I'd be gone all last week and wouldn't be getting home till yesterday, and that I'd probably sleep the rest of the day. Probably like Jen and Jesse did, and Wyatt. I'll tell you what, these three were amazing at camp. Ask them about camp. And as an aside, the funniest joke all week. I make the kids tell jokes at lunchtime. Ask Jesse. Jesse's got to tell you the monkey joke, okay? So ask Jesse to tell you about the monkeys in the tree, okay? Because I thought I was going to fall on the floor laughing about that joke. But anyway, before I left, because my girls knew that I wasn't going to be home all last week, they came and they said, "So do you know what you want for Father's Day?" Now, what do you get for a father that has everything he wants? Okay? My usual answer is nothing really. I have everything I need. Because the greatest gift to me is knowing, just when they ask, they've already given it to me. Because knowing that they want to do that, knowing that they want to express their love to me. And dads, is that the best gift? You can raise your hand, dads, if that's the best gift you can ever get. Yeah. Just knowing that they want, that it's in their heart to want to bring a gift to you. But what do you give the Father who really does have everything? The one who has the universe in the palm of his hand. The one who created you and created me. Is that a father who has everything? Yeah. Well, in Colossians 1:16, it says that, I'm giving you Dana's paraphrase version of this, that all things were created by him and for him. So it doesn't just say that Jesus Christ, and it's talking about Jesus there because the writer is trying to remind us that Jesus is the very presence of God, and so that all things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. And so we find something out. Okay, God didn't just create the world as creator. He created the world for himself. So, you've got a dad that's got everything. Abba, Father. He's got everything in the world. We were created by him and for him. What do you give him? You give him yourself. You give yourself in worship and service and love to the Creator. Since we were created by him and for him, then we are created to crave a relationship with him. A relationship that amounts to more than an annual phone call and a Hallmark card. Okay? Those of us that wish to honor our earthly fathers do more than an annual phone call and an annual Hallmark card, right? And if we wish to honor our Heavenly Father, we do more than that too. Now, I know we can get into a lot of conversations on Father's Day and Mother's Day about the way earthly mothers and fathers fail to live up to the ideals of parenthood. Believe me, when kids start opening up at camp, you hear a lot about that kind of stuff. In some ways, it would be easy for me to come in here on Father's Day right after that camp and say, chuck the whole holiday. But that's not what we celebrate when we celebrate Father's Day. The reason we celebrate these things is that there are also mothers and fathers that strive every day to live into the calling that God has placed into their lives as mothers and fathers. To express in whatever way is humanly possible a glimpse of the love of God. A glimpse of the character of God. And for those that don't ever catch a glimpse of that in a man or a woman who is a mother or a father or a mother, we'll keep the order right there. But if you never catch a glimpse of that in one of your own parents, Romans 8 reminds us that we are children of a heavenly Father who does live up to that ideal every second of every day. In fact, we could say he lives up to more than that ideal. He's not just a heavenly Father, he's more than a father. So whether you have an earthly example of fatherly love or look to your adoption as a child of God for fatherly love, today is about the ideal of what God has intended for fatherhood. And as we celebrate that ideal, we should look to the heavens so that way we can say, I am going to bring to my Abba, my daddy in heaven, the only gift that he desires today. And that gift is the gift of my love and my worship and my spiritual act of service. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy Father's Day. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you that you are the perfect Father. In fact, you're more than perfect because you are the definition of perfection. You are the definition of justice. You are the definition of all things. And so on this day when we celebrate earthly fathers, Lord, for those of us that have had the blessing of fathers who love us, we thank you. We thank you for that glimpse that gives us a taste of what you are. And for those that have never experienced that, Lord, we pray that you will pour out an overwhelming portion of your love, of your adoption, so that each one will know how much you think about us and how much you love each one of us. Help us all live into the ideals, Lord, that you create. Help us all aspire to be more than worshipers, to be more than workers for your kingdom, to love with more love, to serve with more zeal, and to be filled so full by you that springs of living water flow out of us with more and more and more of your love and your grace and your mercy. We worship you today, Lord, and we love you. And we leave this place to go celebrate with our dads. And we go out from this place today to serve your kingdom, for your glory, and for our neighbor's good. In Christ's name, and all of God's people said, amen. Let's stand and let's sing to God.